Chapter 4. Youth in Crisis. His father once took Will Eisner to church, not to temple for worship in their own faith, but to Our Lady of the Assumption, a modest Catholic church in the basement of a building a few blocks from the Eisner's apartment in Pelham Bay, for a lesson in art and family history. About 20 years earlier, when Shmuel Eisner had been an aspiring painter, new to Vienna, he had served as an apprentice to an aged Gentile artist whose specialty was religious imagery. Under this master, Shmuel had helped to paint cherubs and clouds on the apses of a church in the 8th district, and this introduction to Christian iconography had made an unshakable impression. He wanted me to see what he had done when he was an artist. I never knew him like that, and he was a proud man, Will Eisner explained. He also wanted me to experience the power of visual imagery as a tool for communicating ideas and doctrine and so forth. Being Jewish as we were taught that graven images were wrong, they were sinful. And yet, here, my father wanted me to understand the impact that those images could have. I was very uncomfortable and at the same time impressed, and I believe that was my father's objective. Do you see that? See what they can do? A decade later, when he was creating his signature character, Eisner thought of Charteris's pulp hero the saint, and the associations that name carried, and he conceived of the spirit as a character profoundly human but not secularly so. The best I can do to explain it is to say that I thought the so-called superheroes, the costumed characters, were ludicrous because they were endowed like gods, Eisner said. My idea of the spirit was to make him as human as possible, and I consider our humanity a true expression of the divine. So in that regard, I was involved in the making of graven images. I learned a respect for the capacity of images to communicate things of deep meaning from my father, and I tried to use that. But in terms of the supernatural, the average comic book was a lot closer to what my father did. The Catholic Church, steeped in the tradition of employing inspirational imagery to reach the poor and illiterate as well as the educated, was early among 20th century cultural institutions to recognize the comic book's effectiveness.